Alright, and here we are for another week on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show, live from the CITR studios in Vancouver. And wherever you're listening around the world, this show is broadcast on the internet, and there is a blog as well. If you go to Google and type in OZSTRANDED, you will come up with the show blog where each week I put up every track that's played, a set list and a video, and the all-important podcast that you can listen to at your leisure. This is mostly Australian music. We do, towards the end of the show, about a third of the show is devoted to fresh Canadian tracks, and this week I'll be featuring a few of the artists that are playing at the Cutsalono Festival that's happening tomorrow in Vancouver on West 4th. And that's going to be an exciting weekend. Hopefully the weather's going to hold up for that. We got a special guest this week, Beth from the Little Stevies, a really great three-piece band who have unfortunately just played in Vancouver. The timing didn't quite work out for us to connect for me to interview them before their shows. They're already on the road in central BC, but we're going to have a chat with Beth from the band to see how their shows went and how their tour is going across Canada, because they're one of the leading bands in the current legion of Australian acts that are heading off in vans and crisscrossing this great country of Canada. So my name's Matthew, this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. And for the older music that I always start with at the start of the show, this week I thought I'd feature someone who I guess would probably be quite obvious to feature and who I haven't much yet, and that's the great Nick Cave. And I thought of playing his music this week, I guess in somewhat of a reaction to a slightly negative picture of this artist that was put up on a Facebook post by another Australian artist. I won't mention that person's name, but it was a little vitriolic sort of attack at Nick Cave and his output of music. And I didn't quite agree, and I thought maybe this time to reconsider Nick, because I was very much a big fan years ago, and have sort of I haven't kept up as much in the last number of years with his work, but I thought I'd revisit him today and you know, let's take a trip right back to more or less where it all began, with the birthday party. Of course, anyone who's unfamiliar, Nick Cave is very much a giant in the Australian artistic world. I mean, he has very few peers. His artistic output for basically three decades has been staggering. It includes albums with the Birthday Party, many albums with the Bad Seeds, who've been around since 1994. He's written at least two novels, and The Ass or the Angel that came out in the 80s, and then The Curse of Bunny Munro that came out only a couple of years back. He's done soundtracks, movie scripts. He's very much an artistic giant, and songwriting has been a big part of his oeuvre. And I thought also I'd play songs of his, because I've been thinking myself lately about the roots of rock and roll and where it all comes from. And Nick Cave is one of those artists who digs deep and isn't afraid to talk about its influences as stemming back to the early gospel and soul and blues and Americana. And he appreciates, and bit of country, and he appreciates the history of where rock and roll has come from. So I thought we'd start off with the very sinister track Junkyard by the Birthday Party. Another reason I'm featuring him is I dug up an old magazine, actually, I had it at home, called it's the Uncut magazine, and it features 30 Nick Cave, his 30 greatest songs as chosen by many of his peers and himself. So I'll be reading little bits and pieces from the magazine article in relation to the songs. So firstly is Junkyard from the Birthday Party's second album, which was called Junkyard. And this is what Lydia Lunch, the performance artist from New York, had to say. say about this track. I first met the birthday party on their first trip to New York. It was obvious Rowland S. Howard and I were going to unleash something together. We just clicked. Nick Cave and I were like two alien subspecies shadowboxing with our diametric opposites. Exciting, incomprehensible, chemically imbalanced. Junkyard is the most incredibly raunchy slab of pathos ever recorded. A sledgehammer of raging libido spiraling to murderous perversity. Soaked in bloodlust and riddled with the contaminants of love's dirty remains. Slick with the sticky pus of a sick twist wet dream. It's a filthy grind of roadhouse black and blues spiked with punked jazz, where hammering drums, degenerate bass, and razor slice of Rowland's six strings that drew blood set the stage for the king to thunder, threaten, and ultimately massacre any would-be contender to the heathen's sleazy throne. That's Lydia Lunch's very apt description of the song Junkyard from the birthday party Nick Cave's first outfit, and they really did push the boundaries way back then. It's a classic recording, and I dug up the vinyl here in the CITR library, so let's whack it on. This is Junkyard, a very sinister song, and you'll see if you've trended Nick Cave's career, he's come a long way since, but this is a classic.
at the Vancouver Pride Parade and Festival on Sunday, July 31st, starting at noon.
Get your spot early and join over 500,000 spectators from around the corner and across the globe. Come celebrate Pride and join us in sending the message to educate, liberate, and celebrate.
Welcome to Pride. For more information, visit vancouverpride.ca.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian music show, here on 101.9 FM in Vancouver and live wherever you are. And a few tracks from Nick Cave to start the show. We're digging into the archives and playing some Birthday Party, where it all began. And you heard the very raunchy, rocking track, the Junkyard, the title track off the Junkyard LP, and scrawled across the LP cover here in the studio that someone must have written in the early 80s says, pure manic thrash, very harsh, from Australia, .. and it was very manic, as contrasted with Jennifer's Veil, which was one of the more somber pieces from the earlier works of the Birthday Party, or actually the later part of their career, the short and brief career. Jennifer's Veil was on the Mutiny EP that came out in November 1983, just as the band was pretty much self-destructing, which is kind of understandable given how hard they lived there in England and the ferocity of their live shows. But Nick Cave, of course, segued into the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds project in 1984, and that band is still around to this day. The latest album, Dig Lazarus Dig, came out a couple of years ago, too much fanfare, and his artistic output, as I said before, is pretty much, well, it's unparalleled for an Australian musician, artist, I believe. So let's play a couple more tracks, and I did mention before that I'm very curious about Nick Cave's influences, and he's been vocal about that in the past, and he there's actually a CD out there that I'd really like to get my hands on that's I think it's a double CD collection of a lot of his influences, a lot of the songs that have influenced him, and actually there's a number of them here on this Uncut magazine that I bought a year or two back. It's got a little CD attached to it. It says the Gothic Country and Blues that inspired Nick Cave. And there's a whole bunch of tracks here by Johnny Cash, Elvis Presley, Hank Williams, John Lee Hooker, and whatnot. And the next track I wanted to play for you was actually a cover, so a song that Nick Cave did on a covers album. And it's the song's called I'm Gonna Kill That Woman, and it came out on the Kicking Against the Pricks album in August 1986. And it's a John Lee Hooker song. And this is what Mick Harvey had to say about this here in the magazine article of Nick Cave's 30 Greatest Songs. Mick Harvey, the guitarist from the Bad Seeds, says, obviously none of us could play the blues properly or had any pretensions to do so, as people who get involved in that sort of thing do. It became an exercise in trying to find something elemental in that kind of music and the atmospheres of that kind of music, going deeply into that side of it rather than going into the styles of that type of music as a genre. Nick was listening to a lot of John Lee Hooker. It was about him trying to work out what sort of music he actually wanted to write. The Birthday Party were playing, he couldn't relate to what the Birthday Party were playing anymore for whatever reason. He had to spend the first couple of albums trying to work out what he did want to do, and Kicking Against the Pricks was probably a continuation of that. So here's a cover of John Lee Hooker's song I'm Gonna Kill That Woman by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. This came out in 1986. Maybe one or two more tracks after that, including A Grinder Man, before we get into the newer music. And my special guest will be calling up pretty soon. So this is Nick Cave again.
Yeah, my baby left me this morning, you know, and I don't care what the people say. Yeah, I did everything that I could, Lord knows I did everything I could. Try to satisfy her worry now. Lord knows I did what I could. Try to satisfy her want in mind. She was nothing but trouble, trouble. You know she was nothing but trouble, trouble. Worried all the time. Oh, God knows. God knows her movements. God knows her movements are killing me. Must I kill that woman? Oh Lord, I get down on me. Yes. They tell me God forgiven. They tell me God. Yes. But I don't care what the people say. I'm gonna kill that woman. I'm gonna kill that woman, God knows. I'm gonna get down on me.
And that was cover there that Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds did. That is I'm Gonna Kill That Wolver, Gonna Kill That Woman. It's a John Lee Hooker song, and it came out on the an album of covers called Kicking It Against the Pricks early on in the Bad Seeds career. So that's just a few little tracks by Nick Cave that I was going to play. I was going to play a few more, but it looks like that we do have my special guest coming up soon in the next few minutes. So let's just go to an ad here, and we will be right back with a band called The Little Stevies.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Okay, so the Little Stevies are a band from Melbourne, Australia, and they are touring Canada at the moment, as a lot of Australian bands are doing, taking advantage of the summer months here in Canada. And I'm about to speak with Beth on the phone from the Little Stevies. Unfortunately, we just missed the band when they played here in Vancouver this week. The publicist was just a little bit out getting in contact with me because we weren't able to promo their shows because they've already been and gone, but not to worry, because you're going to learn all about the little Stevies in preparation for their almost inevitable return, I'm sure, because everything I've read online about the band is that they're really making some waves, and they're really quite brilliant. And of course, anywhere you're listening online, you can still catch them on their tour, because they're playing in central BC through Saskatchewan and Winnipeg, so fear not. Before we chat with Beth, let's have a listen to their latest single. This is a band called The Little Stevies from Melbourne, Australia.
The day we went away feels like only yesterday. We flew for hours until we climbed the walls that couldn't keep us still. The day that we touched down, when nappies glided to the ground, the things we thought we knew left as fast as we flew. The day that we arrived as we descended from the sky. Oh, what a sunny place, filled with hopes and dreams for us to chase. And we did amazing things, and we finally spread our wings, and we can do anything, I'm sure, since the day we went away.
Repeat after me. Bugger off.
Bugger off.
Sod.
Sod.
Bloody.
Bloody.
Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Okay, so that was a lovely little track there called The Day We Went Away by a band called The Little Stevies, and they're from Melbourne. And they just popped up on my radar here just in this last week. An email came through saying that they were touring around, and unfortunately we just missed being able to do this last week to promo their shows, because they've actually had a couple of shows here in Vancouver. But not to worry, we're going to have a chat here with Beth from the band, one of the three members. She's going to tell you all about the Little Stevies and what they're up to here all this way from home. Okay, let's see if we can patch her in. Hello, Beth.
Hello.
Hi, you're live on air here. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, live here in Vancouver. Thanks so much for calling through. The first thing I just wanted to ask very quickly, your name, are you inspired by Little Stevie Wright from the Easy Beats?
You know what? That's good guess, actually, because everyone sort of asks us where the name comes from, and we say our last name is actually Stephen, so, you know, a lot of people think it comes from that, but pretty much we just want to follow in the footsteps of all the great Stevies, one of which was Stevie Wright.
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you go.
Oh, yeah, Stevie Wonder, and of course, there's a lot of Stevie, yeah.
There is a lot of them. So we just, yeah, you know, we thought that was a bit of a winning streak, having that name. So, you know, we just thought we'd go with it.
Ah, and when Stevie Wright, for the listeners who aren't familiar, was the singer of probably Australia's first real great pop rock band from the 60s wave, the Easy Beats. Friday On My Mind was their big track, and I'll play that sometime in the future. But for now, we're talking to Beth here from the Little Stevies, and it's quite remarkable to read about your journey and your quite sudden success in the States. This is your second time back?
Yeah, actually. The start of the story came up. We went to America at the start of last year, and we spent a couple of weeks there, and we did a conference over there to showcase. And then we came back in September and October last year, and we spent a month in LA where we recorded our album, which we just released here in Canada like 2 weeks ago, called Attention Shoppers. And after we made the album, we came over to Canada and we did the OCFF conference, which was in Ottawa. And then we did another show of our own. So that was our first trip to Canada, basically, in October. And that went really well for us. So we just decided we wanted to come back. And now we're over here for 2 months and touring basically around your whole country.
And
we're crazily doing, like, this massive road trip over, you know, through the prairies and the Rockies, basically from Vancouver back to Toronto. So it's pretty nuts, I think.
Well, I bet it's a well-worn track, because this is what Canadian bands have to contend with, and you're definitely cramming it into the right months of the year.
Yeah, definitely. Well, we're excited. I mean, because I think the sort of the long drives are similar to back home in Australia. It's sort of, you know, 8-10 hours between major cities. So, I mean, we're used to it, but it'll be great to see a whole other new landscape.
Yeah, and you're from Melbourne, so I imagine you played around as a three-piece in the inner city for a few years before your break overseas. How long was the gestation as the three of you?
We've been together for quite a while, actually. We sort of, we started, you know, when we were in high school, and we basically grew up together, so it's my sister and I.
Ah.
And also our family friend, Robin, who, you know, our parents were in a band when they were basically our age, and then they, you know, years later decided to have babies that were us. and yeah, you know, like, you know how family friends do, they sort of, every time you have a family get together, you know, you make up dance routines and plays and productions for your parents, and you make them sit through it. So it was basically that sort of a thing every sort of week, and then the music thing came up, and it just sort of stuck, really. So it was a three-piece for a few years, and then over the last maybe 3 years, we've started playing also with a drummer live.
Mm.
Unfortunately, we haven't been able to bring him with us, so we've actually recruited for half the shows over here a drummer who's an Aussie-turned-Canadian just recently, so he just moved over here.
Oh.
So we've hooked up with him, and it's been great so far, so yeah.
Oh, excellent. And how were the shows here in Vancouver?
They were really fun. Yeah, it was great. We played at the Railway on Tuesday, I think it was, and then we also played at the Trees Organic Cafe last night, which was really fun. It was great.
Oh, wonderful. And definitely there's still a chance for folks to be able to see you because people can be listening online here anywhere, really. And, well, I guess, are you in Kelowna right now? Or?
Yes, we're in Kelowna at the Minstrel Cafe, and we're playing in a couple of hours. And it's beautiful here. It's lovely.
Yeah.
We just sort of walked into this really, you know, amazing restaurant. So we can't wait to play.
Oh, that's great. I've got here, two dates in Kelowna, tonight and tomorrow. Moose Jaw, Saskatchewan on the 25th of July and Winnipeg on the 28th. And is that as far as you go or I guess you fly out of Toronto then?
Yeah, well, no, we're actually here till the end of August. So after that we do the Fire and Water Festival in Lac du Bonnet, I think it's pronounced, sort of. And then we go to Sudbury and... Then we base ourselves in Toronto and we do a whole lot of satellite trips out and then come back. And we're also doing the Summer Folk Festival and the Ottawa Folk Festival as well.
Yeah.
Before we go.
Wow. It's wonderful. It's so excellent that you've been able to come here for the whole summer period. Well, I am talking to Beth from the Little Stevies. And this is your second album that you're playing songs from. On the tour, you have one. The first album was Love Your Band, is that right?
Yes, that's right. That was made a couple of years ago, and then this one is called Attention Shoppers.
Yeah.
We put a lot of thought into the names of that album.
Well, the songs are beautiful, like just very. It's funny actually, when you phoned me about 6 o'clock, and I was just preparing a little special in Nick Cave and the birthday party, and I couldn't. It shows how diverse in range Australian music is, from
absolutely.
Sort of the dark and solemn. I played some of that early birthday party noise, and to play the Little Stevies directly after that. Both from the same city, really. So, you know, 30 years apart, and, it just goes to show that you're hitting something that's quite, it seems quite universal. I'm sure you're being very well received.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's funny, like, I was about to say Canada. Canadian audiences, I think they're quite similar to back home. So, I mean, we sort of keep on picking up on a whole lot of similarities between the places and the people, really, between home. I mean, we're from Melbourne and over here. So it's, you know, it's kind of comforting, and it's not as massive as a shock than it was, I guess, to go to America and sort of, you know, see the audiences there and the way they react. So it's great. It's really great.
And just before we get back to a track, are you going back to the States as well after this, or back home and then maybe another time? Or
yeah, we're actually going home after this. We're just doing Canada, and then probably we'll probably head back to America, possibly, you know, early next year when we come back here and just see what happens. Gosh, anything could happen, really.
Absolutely,
very exciting.
Well, it's great to chat with you, Beth, and next time I'm sure I'll be able to come and see you, because I'll probably be aware. It happened so quickly that you guys came through, but not to worry. It's been great to chat. I thought I'd play the Feel It song.
Yes, that'd be great.
Yeah.
But we've got a pretty hilarious video clip that accompanies this song online, if anyone wants to check out. A pop folk band doing a single ladies Beyonce style dance routine.
Yeah,
it is pretty hilarious.
It is. I've seen it. It's really, it's cool. It's gutsy and it's very slick. I like it.
Oh, good.
Well, thank you, Beth. Beth from the Little Stevies from Melbourne and currently in central BC. This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, wherever you're listening in the world. And this will be podcasted, Beth, so I'll forward it to you guys.
Awesome. That'll be great. Thanks, Matt.
Okay. Hope you have a wonderful rest of the tour.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. And this is the Little Stevies with the song Feel It off their album, which is called Attention Shoppers. It's out now in Canada on the label's called 45 Records. And don't forget, if you're listening in anywhere in central BC, you can catch them at Kelowna tonight and tomorrow. Moose Jaw on the 25th of July, Winnipeg on the 28th of July. For all the venues, the website's definitely the best place to go. So you can find Little Stevies online. This is the Little Stevies with Feel It, a very cool video clip and a lovely pop folk song.
I pack my suitcase, I'm leaving home with nothing. It's big enough to fit some clothes, a toothbrush and some of your loving. I've thrown away my car keys, I won't be needing them where I'm going. I'll leave this love behind, time to grow up, time to try and survive.
No thinking in my head, I wanna feel it in my heart. No thinking in my head.
Something special. And I could be wrong, but everything I've got is what I'm throwing. And that's a lot into the fire, and the flames are growing. The biggest gamble won't be long now. Hold your breath, I'm following.
No thinking in my head, I want to feel it in my heart. No thinking in my head.
Where this will end, it's just a guess, there is no way of knowing. If I could ask the stars one question, it is where am I going? But the answer is a longing that keeps me alive.
No thinking in my head, I wanna feel it in my heart. No thinking in my head, I wanna feel it in my heart.
And that was my chat with Beth from the Little Stevies. They're a band from Melbourne, Australia. And the song there was called Feel It. We played two tracks between our track, bookending our chat with Beth. The first was the song The Day We Went Away. Then we chatted with Beth, one of the three members of the band. And then Feel It is a single also off the album and a really neat film clip. Go to YouTube there and you'll find type in Little Stevies and Feel It, That was a lot of fun. And so the Little Stevies, I'm sure, will be back because they've made a break for it. You know, getting a lot of success quite quickly in the States through some showcase gigs and this big tour of Canada and the chance to play here in Vancouver at the Railway Club this week. So keep an eye out for them next time they are around. So we will be right back very quickly. We're going to let you know about something that's happening on here.
Are you interested in radio but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, this time every Friday in Vancouver and anywhere online. I'm online till 7:30, and we'll be playing some Canadian music towards the end of the show. At the moment, I wanted to play you this song, I was looking through a website on Australian music and came across a track by a band called Nova Scotia, and they're from Brisbane, Queensland. So I just have to play this just because they're called Nova Scotia. And I just got back from Nova Scotia a few weeks back, and awesome city of Halifax. Great radio station there, CKDU. I guess anywhere I go like that, I call them a sister station, because there's definitely a sense of feeling of solidarity whenever you walk into a community radio station anywhere. So this is called The World Is Not Enough. It's by the band Nova Scotia from Queensland, Brisbane, to be precise.
Thank you. want to know about the past when every single day is better than the last.
Hey, kids, come on. I heard you went and got yourself a brand new Memphis Slim.
Standing up. slowly. Your every breath will be holy. That is your reward. That is your reward.
This is Tony Bardock of the Pointed Sticks, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we're at about 10 past 7 here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and just about time for the Canadian tracks, but three in a row there from Australia, finishing up with The Remains. I'll talk about them very soon, but at the top was Nova Scotia. They're a band from Brisbane, and the band's name is Nova Scotia, and their track was called The World Is Not Enough. Really cool bass line to that track. In the middle was a band called The Missing Lincolns, and they're from Canberra, Australia, and the track was called Queanbeyan Flats, and there's probably very few people listening at the moment who would know what Queanbeyan is, but it's close to my heart because I grew up in Canberra, and Queanbeyan is the city right next door. I guess it would be like what Ottawa, the city next, was it Hull? I think maybe Ottawa Hull. So Canberra and Queanbeyan is that sort of equivalent. And the band was called The Missing Lincolns. And at the end there was a really great country rock track from the Remains. And they're a band I'm going to get to. I'm going to play some more in the coming weeks because they, like the Little Stevies, are on a huge cross-Canada jaunt. This is what the press release for the Remains album says. They're Australia's country rock renegades taking over Western Canada. Dave King from Sault Ste. Marie says the Remains are the bastard love child of Keith Richards and Bob Dylan. And they have, a real rich love affair with Canada, and they've been back a number of times, have played with Joey Only, outlaw band across Canada. They're about to play the Arts Wells Festival, July 29th. There's a huge string of dates here. Unfortunately, nothing for Vancouver itself, which is a real shame. What's the date here? Tonight, they're at Saskatoon at Lydia's. July 25th, the Black Dog in Edmonton, then on to the Arts Wells Festival on July 29th, which would be awesome. So I played you the first track from their new album called Courage and Shuffle the Cards, Your Reward. And there's two cool live tracks at the end of that album, which I'd like to play next week or when I can get to them. So that's The Remains from Australia, some country rock and roll. So I think it's about time to get into some Canadian music, and I was just rifling through the CITR record library hunting for some Nick Cave records, and I saw sitting on the ground 7-inch single by The Smugglers. I don't know how it ended up on the ground, but I thought, well, what better time than to try to play The Smugglers? Because apparently, and this shows, I guess, my ignorance, given I'm a new Canadian, apparently The Smugglers are quite a seminal punk band here from Vancouver, and I haven't heard them before. And I was sitting in the CITR lounge one day, and Luke Meat, former music director, looked at me and he was stunned that I hadn't heard of who The Smugglers were, because of course Bryce Dunn, the previous program manager here, was the drummer from the band. So I'll just grab the sleeve to see what the track is called. It is queued up, ready to go. It's a 7-inch. Let's see. It's called The Smugglers' Whiplash is the song. So let's see. This came out on a Japanese record label, it looks like. Bryce Dunn on drums. 1994, it looks like. So here we go. This is a band called The Smugglers. My first time listening to them, but I'm sure there's some listeners who are very familiar with these local legends. Oh, that was pretty cool. So that was Bryce Dunn's old band, The Smugglers. That track, I guess, came out in 1994. So that's a 7-inch single I just stumbled across in the record library. And that's a little musical education for me, because they're a must-listen-to band, I've been told. And I did enjoy that. So a little bit of... And I don't play enough older Canadian music. I always do old Australian stuff. So this maybe will start a bit of a trend. But anyway, not too much time left, so let's get into the fresh tracks from Canada. And first up, Here is Bill Bourne. He's quite a legend. I saw him play in Edmonton. And Bill Bourne has got a new album out. The album's called Blues Land. His band now is called the Free Radio Band. So let's hear track one off the new album. The song's called Deep Dark Woods by Bill Bourne, Canadian legend.
Audience.
Hello, radio audience.
The industrial side of music. Industrial, noise, and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here on 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Thank you. Listen to them and go, this is really crystal. And people want to make music like this, and they never have, and they never will. This is really cool stuff, and people don't make music like this, and they never have, and they never will.
Probably the closest to my heart.
The end of my life.
All right, two tracks there by bands that are playing at the Kisilano Festival tomorrow. If you go down to 4th Avenue, you'll be able to see it, no problem. There's going to be so many bands playing all day. I'm going to get there after lunchtime. I played for you Hot Panda with the track Evil Nature, and then Beelines with the short, sharp number, the Hastings Strut from their 12-inch. That's it. So there's two Vancouver bands you can catch tomorrow at the Kitsilano Festival. Thanks so much for listening. It's been a great show. We had some Nick Cave at the start. We had a chat with Beth from the Little Stevies, who are touring, and all sorts of great music. So this is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show. We have African Rhythms right up next. So that is that. Okay, I'll see you next week.
Brittany! Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah!